Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books dealing with weight. The first one, which is out of print, is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. That's right, you can actually choose what you want to weigh and stay there. The second is an ebook entitled How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise, really. So today, let's take an example that everyone goes through just about every day of their lives. It's after dinner. You're watching television. You weigh too much, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, too much. You hate your weight. You would do almost anything to weigh less. Okay, now imagine yourself sitting in front of a television set. You can stay there for 3 hours. Can you stay in front of your television set for 3 hours without putting any food in your mouth? Well, probably not. Probably not. If any of you think you can do this, try it. Now, for the rest of the world, it's got to be 99% of everybody. You can't sit there without putting some food in your mouth. You call it eating. I don't. Eating is for nourishment. Putting food in your mouth is to maintain your emotional equilibrium. You put food in your mouth in order to feel better or to stop from feeling bad. You hate to believe this, but in reality, you made yourself overweight. Nobody else did it. Don't let anybody tell you it's the food. It's not. Fast food, don't eat it. If you don't want it, don't eat it. What's the problem? People say, oh, it's too many calories. Fine, don't put it in your mouth. You're doing it. It's self-inflicted damage. So why are you doing it? Let's go back to watching television. You're there. So you have something in front of you, like peanuts, or candy, or something. Now, are you going to put it in your mouth? Chew it, swallow it? Really, why? You weigh too much. Why would you possibly continue this situation which you say you hate? You know it's not good for your health. It's unpleasant. Your clothes don't fit. You don't want to weigh 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds too much. You want to weigh exactly what you feel comfortable at. Well, so what are you going to do? So now, here's what to do. Don't put any food in your mouth while you watch television for 3 hours, as long as you can stand it. Now, feel, how do you feel? Without the food in your mouth, are you getting nervous? Are you getting unpleasant? Are you getting short-tempered? Do you really wish you could have some food to put it in your mouth? Don't put food in your mouth for as long as you can stand. Maybe the whole 3 hours. I guess it isn't. So now, when you are really getting nervous about putting food in your mouth, focus on how you feel. Why do you feel bad when you can't put food in your mouth for 3 hours? You feel bad because you put food in your mouth to make you feel better and to stop from feeling bad. That's why you made yourself overweight to begin with. You did not want to weigh what you weigh. You wanted to weigh less, but you couldn't stand not putting food in your mouth. So now analyze how you feel. Think about it. This is important because unless you understand why you made yourself overweight all by yourself, you're never going to get rid of it. So then when you can't stand it anymore, put some food in your mouth, whatever you want. Make a note of what you take. Is it candy? Is it peanuts? Is it potato chips? Is it anything? A slice of bacon? Ice cream, anything. Now, after you put the food in your mouth, and you taste it, and you chew it, How do you feel? Do you feel better? Feel more comfortable, or at ease, or relaxed? Do you feel better? Chances are almost 100% you do. So this is a demonstration. You can understand why you are overweight. Because when you don't have that food in your mouth, you get nervous, you get anxious, you get concerned, you get short-tempered. So when you do put the food in your mouth, it makes you feel better emotionally. That's the trick. That's the whole thing. Now you say, okay, John, how do we eliminate my need to keep feeling putting food in my mouth? I will explain it to you. I've done it in the past. I'll say it again. It is terribly simple, and you don't have to pay anybody anything. Just understand why you're putting the food in your mouth. Just see what it's like without it and what it's like with it. When you do this over and over a few times, you will realize that you don't need the food to handle your emotional needs. In my first book, on the cover, it says, do you have a weight problem? Do you weigh more than you want to weigh? Do you have a weight problem? He says, you don't have a weight problem. You have a problem satisfying your emotional needs, which you are doing with food in your mouth. So do this. You can imagine any scenario you want. When you feel you really want to have food in your mouth, don't do it. No, it's not permanent. You're in control. Don't worry. So when you feel you need food, you're back watching television. Don't do it. See how you feel. And then put the food in your mouth and see how much better you feel. That's the issue. Please don't let anybody tell you anything about losing weight. For all practical purposes, there is no such thing as permanent weight loss. The reason is you can't stand being without the food. It's that simple. You don't have to pay anybody any money. The people on these weight loss things are getting rich, make millions and tens of millions of dollars, and you're still overweight. Why? Because they tell you you lose weight. You're not going to do that. You're going to become a person who weighs what you want to. You can literally choose your weight. No kidding. And it's all free. I don't want a penny of your money. I don't need it. You don't need to give it to me. Anybody. Cape, you'll need it to buy new clothes. We'll go over this theory, not just a theory, this practice, and enable you to feel the problem. Because once you feel it and understand it, you can deal with it, it will go away. So when you don't need to put food in your mouth, you're free. I'm selling freedom, and I'm selling it for nothing. You can be free to weigh whatever you want. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll keep going over this till you get it, and then you will be free. And you can weigh anything you want. Bye.